Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The California Highway Patrol conducted a DUI and driver's license checkpoint on Central Avenue in McKinleyville on Friday night in an ongoing effort to target impaired and dangerous drivers. Nearly 500 drivers were screened while officers were on site, and only one arrest for suspicion of DUI was made. Two other drivers were issued citations, one for an invalid license and the second for driving on a suspended license. Local, state, and federal fire crews have their hands full with a series of wildfires burning in Northern California. Southeast of Ukiah, the Scotts Fire erupted over the weekend and quickly spread. The fire has burned more than 4,000 acres and is threatening hundreds of residences and outbuildings. And residents in the fire area have been prepped for a potential evacuation order. The Stafford Fire in Trinity County has been burning since last week and is threatening more than 200 homes, commercial properties, and outbuildings. The Stafford Fire has scorched more than 4,000 acres and is only about 50% contained. The North Pass Fire near Covelo has been burning for nearly 2 weeks, and mandatory evacuations for residents in the fire area have been lifted, and full containment is expected by tonight. Last week, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office issued a press release about a possible missing person. On August 22nd, the dispatcher's office received a call from a man who said he was close to the flames from the North Pass Fire near Covelo, and then contact was lost. Using GPS coordinates and searching cell phone records, Mendocino investigators were able to identify the man as 37-year-old Diego Diaz of Santa Rosa. He was found safe at home and told investigators he had been swimming in the Mendocino Forest when he saw the rapidly moving fire headed toward him. He fled the area, made it to a safer place where a friend picked him up. Wildfires have kept the folks at the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District busy as well. Unhealthy air alerts near the Scotts, North Pass, and Stafford fires have been issued, and residents in those areas are encouraged to limit outdoor activities. The City of Fortuna will hold a community meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at City Council Chambers. The meeting continues the public discussion about the Stewart Street Reservoir Project, and the city and the construction companies contracted to do the work will be on hand to answer questions about work hours, traffic detours, and street closures, as well as what color the water tanks will be painted. The public is encouraged to attend. And the Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying and locating a suspect in an assault with a deadly weapon incident in Old Town last week. Officers responded to 4th and D Streets and located the victim at the scene. The victim had suffered a potential life-threatening injury and was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment. The victim, a Eureka resident, is expected to survive, and the suspect, who has not been identified, is described only as a white male adult, 40 to 50 years old, about 6'1", 250 pounds, with dark hair and a medium-length beard. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff Mike Downey was on Talk Shop last week, and he touched upon several subjects, including the ongoing discussion of marijuana eradication and his department's task in that process. Things have changed in the past 30 years or so, according to Downey.
I guess one of the biggest changes today is the fact that 25 years ago, when I did most of marijuana spotting in Humboldt County, we had to really look, and we had to look beneath the canopy, had to look underneath the trees as you're flying over. Your eye had to be much more keener then and to see the color.
Bigger grows are now in the open, making them easier to find.
Today, you don't have to worry about that. It's out in the open again like it was in the 70s. Well, it's kind of like the one we did in Hoopah about 3 or 4 weeks ago. We pulled 26,000 plants out of this one drainage, all by the same cartel organized group, five or six different gardens, but they were all in the open, fenced in, planted in cornrows, easy to spot, no problem identifying what it was, but we're seeing a lot of that.
But the point remains is that they can't find them all, and the eradication efforts continue. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.